This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 9. Family Matters. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 29. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive. But Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now." She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too." So she named him Simeon. Again she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him three sons." So he was named Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. When Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So she said to Jacob, "Give me children, or I'll die." Jacob became angry with her and said, "Am I in the place of God, who has kept you from having children?" Sometimes God humbles us by putting us in situations beyond our control. For Jacob, this humbling began with his own family. His uncle tricked him into a marriage with Leah, whom he failed to love, creating a rivalry with Rachel for his affection. Nowhere was this rivalry felt more strongly than when Leah began having children. Any struggle with infertility can be deeply painful, and Rachel reacted with predictable bitterness. While Jacob rightly points out that it's beyond his ability to ease Rachel's pain, his response is one of anger. Like many of us, Jacob is accustomed to leaning on his own ability to solve problems. But his inability to help Rachel frustrates him, and it leads him to frustrate and hurt the people around him. Confidence in our own abilities often does that. But Jacob's words are truer than he knows. "Am I in the place of God?" While he has not yet fully grasped this truth, these words reveal a growing awareness that Jacob is not God. Life is beyond his control. We can be frustrated, and we can frustrate others, when we find ourselves in situations outside of our control. Or we can admit that we are not God, and we can begin to embrace his gracious care for us. Pray with me. Almighty God, all good things come from you alone. We confess our tendency to take things into our own hands, frustrating ourselves and others. Teach us to depend on you alone, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.